This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome to Hour 2. If at any time you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Furthermore, if you want to check us out online, please go to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. We got about 502,000 friends over there. If you want to go over to Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1. For what it's worth, we got about 35,000 people over there. And if you want to go over to my personal, which there's no room, and I got about 100-200 people waiting literally to be a part of that. You know what? For a better way of saying it, just go to Bradley Dean for right now. If you'd like to put in a request, just roll with me, please. I'll get to you sooner or later, hopefully sometime within the next couple years. I'm having a little fun. Also wanted to let you know that this is the first time listening to the radio show, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We believe and we've always believed and we've known it because we know the fruit of our forefathers and the Word of God. That the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said President Andrew Jackson. He's exactly right on the spot. Look at all your state preambles, so on and so forth. I'm going to get over to something that's going to rub people the wrong way, and I'm glad it does, because if a preacher, when he leaves, if you're not agitated for some reason or another, rest assured he's not doing his job. It's my job to preach against sin, lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. I didn't receive revelation from man, so therefore I'm not a man pleaser. I received it from Jesus Christ, so therefore I preach his word. We're going to be talking about the same old games, the revelations of Donald Trump and his affections, which hopefully will open some of your eyes as to what's going on, because you are playing the game, and it's the same old game. But before I do that, one of the things somebody had called and said to me is, Bradley, who are we supposed to vote for? There's only two candidates. Really? And I told this individual, and I told some of my listeners yesterday, that listen, we have a friend, Michael Peruca, who was the Constitutional Party candidate back in 2004. He was asked by some of those in the media, how come nobody knows who you are? He said, they don't want you to know who I am. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Who's Gary Johnson? He's an absolute loon, is who he is. Who's Jill Stein? Anybody know who Daryl Castle is? Or what about Evan McCullen? Anybody know who Gloria LaRiva is? Or Rocky D. LaFunte? Anybody know who he is? What about Amito Mimi Solicit? Anybody know who Allison Kennedy is? No, I bet you probably never heard of these people, have you? What about Frank Atwood? Scott Copeland or Richard Duncan. You ready for this one? Princess Kahaja Jacob Fambro. You ever heard of her? Or Jim Hedges? Or what about Tom Hoffling? Lynn Kahn? Chris Keniston? Anybody ever heard of these guys? Kyle Kopke? Lawrence Koltikoff? David Limba, no, and it's not Rush's brother. Bradford Little, Joseph Maldonado, Mike Matrine. You ever heard of these people, friends? I want to know. Then there's one, two, Ryan Scott, Monica Moorhead, Rod Sylvia, Peter Skews, Mike Smith, Dan Fasek, Jerry White. And then there's a list of hundreds of individuals, friends. You know who all these people are? No, you don't know who they are. You know who they were, friends? They were those that were running for the presidency of the United States of America. In 2016. I mean, folks, the only ones you've heard about are the Democratic Party, which everybody in their country, in this country, along with their hamster, parakeet, and dog and cat, and fish, knows that she does not have any legitimacy whatsoever. Everybody in this country knows that the Clintons and the Obamas and the Bushes are criminal. Why is she the ticket for the Democratic Party? And then we heard of course, Hillary Clinton and the Republican Party, businessman Donald Trump, and Governor Mike Spence. Those are the two that you heard about. They're the two that you heard about because those are the ones that they wanted you to hear about. These are the ones that have been handed to you, America, as legitimate candidates. What about these others that I highlighted? Though probably 95% of them are completely illegitimate. The fact of the matter is they were there, but again, nobody heard about them. Is this called media blackout? Of course it's called media blackout, because they're not players in the game. And as I've shared over the last week, is if you're so sick and tired of the establishment, then why don't you tear it down? That's what Gideon did. That's what the Lord told Gideon to do in Judges 6. He told him to go tear. The first thing he did when he told him, I'm going to deliver the children of Israel from the oppression of the Midianites, the foreigners. He didn't tell him to go deal with them right away. He said, this is what I am going to do through you, Gideon. But the first thing that he told him to do was to go and tear down his father's altars. And when he did, guess who made war against him? The foreigners. Why? Because his fathers were the ones that were working for the foreigners that were oppressing the children of Israel in the first place. It's that simple. It really is that simple. And I'm talking about the knowledge of it. I'm not talking about getting through the other side. I'm not talking about the fight. I'm not talking about the warfare. I'm telling you what the problem is. And I'm telling you what the answer is. Because the minute you go after the establishment, because you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you're going to see the oppressors. In America, you already know who the oppressors are. It's the Muslims who are controlling your representatives that are yielding and selling out for 30 pieces of silver as they turn and kiss you and betray you, America, just the way Judas did the Christ. It's exactly what's happening. Hey, folks, I just asked you the question, who are all these people? I mean, folks, you have an independent party, you have a communist party, you have a social party, you have a reform party. I mean, this is just, it's so un-American. I'm just sickened by it when I'm looking at it. A libertarian party, a green party. And you, just think about this, America. You only have one constitution. But this is how stupid the American people have become, that they actually believe that these people are legitimate. And going back to the two, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, well, of course, they were the ones that were given to you by the establishment that you complain about. We're going to be talking about that on the other side of the break.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Pretty quiet out there today. We usually have a couple phone calls we just don't take because they're off topic. But, I mean, concerning the issues taking place in your country, I thought we'd have more phone calls than what we've had thus far. 1-866-582-9933. This is the definition of playing to the dupes of ill-designing men, folks. What I was talking about during the last break, everybody's complaining about the establishment, but then the establishment gives you two candidates, illegitimate, in so many different ways, one completely criminal from the top of her criminal devilish head to the soles of her feet. One of the three, anyways. And then another one, a businessman who doesn't take it to her when he has the opportunity to take it to her. And what's really sad about it is the fact that during this last segment, I'm highlighting all of these people that nobody's ever heard of, because people are saying to me, well, Bradley, who are we supposed to vote for? That's all we have in front of us is none other than Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself, and Donald Trump. Who else are we supposed to vote for? Did you pull the curtain back, friends, to see how many other candidates there were? Nope, you didn't, for the most part. As I was saying, friends, during the last break, there's a Libertarian Party. I mean, this loon, former Governor Gary Johnson. I mean, folks, this is, wow! Wow! Here, you know what this is, don't you? You know what that is, right? That's your enemies laughing at you, America. That's what this is. They have so taken the American people off the map concerning their education system that they actually believe that there's more than one constitution. I mean, we have the Libertarian Party and the Green Party, folks, and the Constitution Party. And then we have an independent party. And then we have the Party of Socialism and Liberation, the PSL, in America. Then we have the Reform Party. Then we have another Socialist Party, USA. Then we have a Socialist Workers Party. presidential nominee Allison Kennedy. Folks, I mean, these people are the ones that mean for you to believe that they're called to lead when in fact they've forgotten the laws that they're supposed to represent. And so have the American people. And so have the American people. The people are caught up in the same old cycle, the modern definition of insanity, it has been said. You do the same old things, you'll get the same old results. Yep. Everybody's complaining about it, but nobody's willing to actually lawfully do anything about it. Well, you know, we got all these people that are supposed to be dealing with, these corrupt people and these corrupt individuals in government, but they're just not doing it. Of course they're not doing it because you've allowed them not to do it. You get the same old result. More tyranny. Leave off the law, leave off judgment. What do you get? You get more tyranny. Another crime committed against we the people because, again, what the American people tolerate. Everybody's willing to complain about it. I'll tell you what, the modern conservatives and the professed hypocrites in the church in America today, they're golden at it. That's all they do is talk. They're worthless. Hey, folks, insane is defined out Webster's 1828 madness, extreme stupidity. Irrationality, lunacy, mad. So when I'm using these words, it's not like I'm just making them up. I'm not using them to browbeat. I'm defining who we're talking about. You know, as I'm saying, though it seems that there are so many that complain about the establishment concerning the corrupting government, yet over and over it is the establishment that keeps rolling forward in spite of professed opposition. I mean, one only has to come to the conclusion that America, you cannot complain about what you tolerate. I shared with you during the first hour, it was reported that evil Poppy, George H.W. Bush, will be voting for the likes of his partner in crime, Hillary Clinton, which only further confuses the people who cannot think for themselves. In fact, this is why I use that slogan during the show. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And why? Read Daniel 9, verse 8 when you get a moment. That will explain to you why you're confused. And by the way, this comes as no surprise whatsoever. It comes as no surprise whatsoever to those who know the dangerous games that these corrupt politicians have been playing the American people decade after decade. Over and over again, the American people play the fools to ill-designing men. And how long have I been telling Americans that there's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats? There isn't any. Absolutely none. We have one constitution. Of course, the two-party system, of course, is set to divide and conquer. And as I've shared with you in the past, and I share with you again, President John Adams said, there's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders and converting measures in opposition to each other. You know, instead of listening to the message all day long about how bad things are getting, if the American people would get their game on and put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof and walk in the Spirit, your enemy and the news of the day wouldn't be negative, it would be a positive. Today, so-and-so and his administration were found guilty of treason against we the people, along with the Clintons and the Bushes. Today we found out that the FBI director, James Comey, is found guilty of funneling money on the behalf of the Clintons, as well as his brother. Today we find out that Loretta Lynch has been found guilty of murder and covering for those that are committing the acts of murder concerning those in Planned Parenthood. She's an accomplice to the crime. I mean, folks, why don't we reverse the message here? Do you see how this works? Because we have that power to do that. Instead of letting a handful of people ruin the day, and those 300 people that were told from the conspiracy theorists that are controlling the world, instead of dealing with their crimes, how about we deal with the 300 people that mean to destroy our globe? And folks, that will never happen, by the way. That will never happen. Furthermore, I warned you of the modern conservative presidential nominee, Donald Trump, and I have. And there's a whole lot of people today eating crow saying, why didn't he do that? Why didn't he deal with her? Here, let me tell you this. If Donald Trump was not a player, he would have called her out for her crimes long ago. She would have never in a million years got up onto that podium to talk. Never in a million years. She'd be in jail. At least to be indicted and charged. And then there could be other lawful consequences as well. If he was the real deal, how come he didn't call her out? And again, I said to you, friends, today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. Do you realize that Donald Trump advocates what God condemns in so many different fronts? I mean, what you're accepting today through Donald Trump, you are condemning 6 years ago in the United States of America. It shows you how you are willing to compromise God's truth. And then you reap the curse, and then you wonder why. Compromise is where two men get together and they both agree on what they know is wrong. I mean, Donald is, in fact, didn't say that he just advocated, you know, the sodomite lifestyle, which is a felony in every state in our country. He said that he would defend the LGBT. And who would he defend them from, America? Anybody that the homosexual sodomites attack. Going back just a little bit, I warned you of the modern conservatives. They're worthless. I was out at the RNC some years back when the American people were duped into believing that Mitt Romney, the architect of Obamacare, was a real contender who was in fact responsible for creating Obamacare, who was anti-gun and pro-abortion. And because nobody pulled the curtain back on him, they believed, well, he was a legitimate candidate. Because they didn't want to have to do anything to find out otherwise. Again, the establishment delivers, and they play the game, and the people go along. Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour, and that's exactly what they do. The fact of the matter is you're being devoured by a bunch of effeminate sheep that you call wolves, America. It's embarrassing. I mean, they were all dressed up at the RNC in Tampa Bay, Florida, friends, like they were all getting ready to go to an Elvis Presley concert. It was sick. 16, 70, and 80 years old. I had to tell them that Elvis died in 1977. Well, they didn't like that. They thought they had a for sure shoo-in with Mitt Romney because they didn't judge him for his fruit, and they didn't realize that he was just a player up on that stage. Because if he was, then why didn't he call out Barack Hussein Obama? Because Mitt Romney was just as guilty as Barack Hussein Obama was. That's why. We're going to take a quick break, come right back, same old games.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Last hour, I posted a photoshopped picture, and it shows a picture of the likes of Mrs. Clinton, and it has a burqa. She has a burqa on it, said the American flag, and it says Muslim Nation on there. We got about 640 shares, along with 457 likes. And I'm trying to figure, we got about 103 comments. And it's what I'm trying to say to you, isn't it amazing how people, and I appreciate it, I really do appreciate it. And if that's the outlet that you want to respond to, that's totally great. But I love when you get on the radio. And that number is 1-866-582-9933. Because it's important for people to understand. And I'm highlighting the response so other people know that there's a whole lot of people responding to what's going on here on the radio show. I mean, we're not the number one radio show in the country because it's just a cool thing to say. And I'm not saying it to give myself accolades. I'm saying it to show you, America, what you're listening to. And I hear you loud and clear. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired as well. And you want someone to give us the facts, and that's what we're doing, is giving you facts. We're cutting through the modern conservatives. We're cutting through the hypocritical professed Christians in this country. We're sick and tired of it. We're losing our country, and we have a country to fight for. Because, again, we feel and we know through history that God is willing to give us what we're willing to fight for. And that's why we do what we do here. If you don't mind, I'm going to give a quick shout-out real quick to Streaming Talk Radio in Minnesota. We're on 6 days a week. They just picked us up this last week. So we want to welcome our listeners on Streaming Talk Radio, and a special thanks goes out to Rocky. Hey! Stookie, Rocky Stookie, thank you very much for your trust. We appreciate it. We also have in Clovis, New Mexico on KCLV, 1240 AM. We want to thank Station General Manager Rick Kiefer. These were all added to the affiliates list over the time that we were in California, so we're highlighting them now. We also want to say thank you very much to KBKW, 1450 AM in Aberdeen, Washington, Wolfenbarger, Mr. Bill Wolfenbarger, General Manager there. Thank you very much for your trust, as well as WMEL 1060 AM in Melbourne and Cocoa Beach, Florida. Now, that's pretty interesting that you guys would pick us up there. My wife said to me yesterday when I told her that WMEL and 1060 AM in Melbourne and Cocoa Beach, Florida picked us up, she said that's where we were right when we first got married, and we prayed and asked the Lord to use us for His glory. And now we're seeing the confirmation of that 16 years later. I'm sorry, Stephanie, 17 years later. But to WMEL 1060 AM, thank you, John Harper, there. We appreciate all of your trust, and thank you, and welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio. We're now family, and we appreciate that again. And we're going to do all that we can do to make sure that we stay on the straight and narrow, because that's what matters here, the straight and narrow. And difficult is the way. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts that we confirm the souls of the disciples through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that's exactly right. We're going back to the Word of God, and we're going back to the Constitution, which used to be taught virtually in every school all the way up until 1962 in this country. If you've got any questions, you can do that. I also want to give you a shout out and let you know that we just got back from California. We just got back from Nashville. We just got back from the East Coast. We're always somewhere every month. If you would like to have us in the up and coming months, we're about 3 months out, you can give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747 if you want us to come out and be a part of what's going on in your community. A high school, a college, a tea party, a church, radio, television, whatever the case is, if you want us to be a part of what's going on out there, go ahead and give us a call again, 1-866-233-0747. Let's get back to this really quick, because I'm highlighting the same old games, the revelations of Donald Trump and his affections. I think I've shared with you, I'm about as, and I hate using the word transparency, but I've been about as transparent as I possibly can. Jesus said He did everything in the light. And that's exactly how we mean to live our lives as well. We were doing some high schools. I've done about 360 of them in 24 states. We were in Indiana. We were called by a reporter, Jake Tapper, as a matter of fact, from Nightline back then, called and asked us if he could come do a report on us doing a public high school. Now he's the lead anchor over at CNN. I don't know how that worked out. But there was another guy named Matt Labash, senior editor from the Weekly Standard, who asked if he could come out and go on the road with us for a week. And we said, sure, come on out. We have nothing to hide. And he was combating, of course. He wanted to know what Huffington Post and MSNBC and New York Times and CNN, what they were saying about us doing high school assemblies. Why were they attacking us so hard? What was it that we were doing? Well, he jumped on the road with us for a week. He's now a friend of ours. And it's interesting to note that when we were out on the road, he voluntarily told me this. And I recollected this, 10, 11 years later. He said there was only one guy when doing an interview for the Weekly Standard that he did not like. And guess who that individual was, friends? He said he was a narcissist. He was arrogant. He said the only guy that he never liked interviewing was none other than Donald Trump. He said he was an absolute narcissist, an arrogant creep, is what he said. In so many words, okay? So I added arrogant creep, but he did say narcissist. So we're getting back to this. Now, I also want to say, too, on a personal note, it's totally personal what's going on in this country. Because your freedoms rely on how you respond to the truth given unto you, America. If you're caught up into this game between Hillary and Donald, I would just lay to your candor and ask you the question again, how come you didn't go after her? And as I was warning you about the modern conservatives, I want to show you how far the modern conservatives have gone concerning their allegiance to the likes of a Donald Trump who did not call out Hillary Clinton. Okay, a little compromise, right? Did you know that Ann Coulter wrote a book called In Trump We Trust? These are the conservatives that are the same people who have put Trump in God's place. That is a very bad idea. But again, just check out her book if you even pay attention to Ann Coulter. And why the conservatives put up Ann Coulter only makes sense because there's a whole lot of people that she agitates, she irritates people. And not always for the right reasons. She's not a stupid lady. She's a very smart lady, and I'm talking about intellectually. But keep in mind, God speaks to the heart, not the head. God doesn't have her heart. She definitely has a hold of her own reprobate mind to actually write a book called In Trump We Trust. When you get a moment, read Jeremiah 2:28. In Trump We Trust. This is how far the American people have gone. So, America continuously gets man's cursed results, Jeremiah 17:5, and these are the same group of people who, for some reason or another, and I'm humored by this, they think that they have it over on the group that they call the left, when in fact, they are the reason that there is a left. Yet they support Donald Trump, who again advocates on several fronts what God condemns. Read 2 Chronicles 19:2. See, Donald wants to protect the LGBT from anybody they want to attack. And guess who's right on their heels? The radical Muslims. Just as I warned 6 years ago. Now the modern conservatives are trying to tell me, you know who's on the heels of the homosexuals? The Muslims. I said, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's fine. I don't need the credit. The Lord's in charge here. He knows what's coming up down the road. That's why he's warning us. But it'd do you well to listen right when it first comes out rather than wait till you see the fruit of it. Because you've just lost that ground and now you have to make up for it. And by the way, again, sodomy is a felony in every state. In every state. On Tuesday's Dog and Pony Show, the scripted debates, friends, listen to what I said, the scripted debates, they were scripted. Furthermore, we just found out, and of course you knew this, of course, America, you already knew this, but again, it shows you what you tolerate, the Dog and Pony Show. Hillary Clinton had the questions laid out to her last week, and you were lied to by the moderator who said that, you know what, nobody knows these questions, when in fact, wasn't it interesting to notice how smooth that this devilish Jezebel answered those questions? It's as if she already knew the questions. Of course she did. And also notice, friends, just a couple days ago, people are wondering why she had a light going off on her podium, whereas Donald Trump didn't have one of those. I'm not getting caught up into the game. Neither one of them are legitimate. Just telling you how this is controlled, how this is played. Barack Hussein Obama doesn't know how to talk without his teleprompter. Who's writing who is scripting for him what he's supposed to say? I mean, folks, this is the guy that thinks we're a democracy when, in fact, we're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. This is the same guy that said there was 57 states in our union when, in fact, there's 57 states in the Muslim nation. And America laughed about it to their own demise. But look at this. On Tuesday's Dog and Pony Show, again, the scripted debates, because they were, there was no substantive questions, friends. This was a perfect exhibition of what I knew was coming. And this is why I was trying to warn you about Donald Trump. Donald Trump had the perfect opportunity to expose the Clintons for their many crimes towards we the people. However, he failed to do so, and in turn, he exposed himself, what I tried to already tell you. He's not the real deal. He talks big and bad, but not when he's there with Hill of Beans, is he? Does he? No, absolutely not, he doesn't. It's a game that you're caught up into. I don't know how many emails from politicians on a daily basis begging for money. You know who the number one is? The number one request constantly? Besides Trey Gowdy and Marco Rubio? Donald Trump. Every single day, they're asking for more money. That guy made $640 million last year alone, and he's asking us for more money? Not here, friends. Not that stupid. Gonna take a quick break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Ted Brewer with Healthmasters.com. I'm also the sub-host of the Power Hour. Bradley's a man of integrity. He's got an incredible ministry. He goes all over the country speaking to high schools on constitutional issues. He's been featured in over 350 different high schools in 24 states. He believes that we should all follow the Constitution. I agree with him. He's also a very, very strong Christian.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, final segment, and as usual, we're going to have to turn down some of these phone calls because what happens is I get rolling here, and then people get off script, so I'm not saying what I haven't said before, but people wait until the last segment to call in, and I can't do it at this point. I apologize. You're going to have to call in earlier. As a matter of fact, just roll it over until Monday or Tuesday and give us a call then. Folks, we're talking about the definition of insanity, the same old games. And we're talking about the revelations of Donald Trump and his affections. And, of course, you can understand that I'm not even talking of Hillary Clinton because you know as well as I do she should be indicted and charged. And everybody knows that. Matter of fact, I see this across the boards. We were just in California. We seen, what was it, Sam, producer of the show? How many stickers did we see in favor of Hillary Clinton? Was it one? Is that what you've seen? Yeah, we've seen one sticker. In Los Angeles, California, San Diego, big folks, I was all across half that state, and that's a big place. One sticker. Oh, Sam just said I don't even remember one. I believe I seen one. I did see Hillary for prison T-shirts and stickers. How come that's being blacked out? But going back over to what I'm talking about with Donald Trump here, how come he didn't expose the Clintons for their crimes? You know why, friends? I want to tell you this, and I want you to listen carefully. He had the perfect opportunity to expose the Clintons for their crimes. He failed to do so. He sat there and he let her browbeat him with allegations when, in fact, there is so much proof concerning the crimes of the Clintons, it sickened me. In other words, she was straining at the gnat while she was swallowing the camel, and he took orders, didn't he, friends? Yes, he did. He took orders, is what he did, because he's a player, concerning the establishment in which you're complaining about. And friends, I told you right during the last segment, he asks for financial support concerning his emails and his fleeces almost on a daily basis over here. That guy made $640 million. Politicians all across the board, folks, you should see what Ron Paul's kid makes. Rand Paul. And just in a couple days, millions of dollars. And they're sending fleeces out all day long. You're causing them to be a wealthy group of people. What's been the fruit of them people? Trey Gowdy sends them. What's been the fruit of Trey Gowdy? Marco Rubio. What's been the fruit of that sodomite? I'm just asking you. They're in it together, friends. I mean, forget about the crimes against we the people. Let's just go back and ask Donald what mattered more than the American people. He didn't want to go after. He decided against bringing up former President Clinton's many affairs at Monday's debate, claiming he didn't want to do it with Chelsea Clinton in the audience. He put Chelsea Clinton and her feelings above you, America. And he said the many affairs. Really, Donald? And then he went on to say, by the way, can two walk together except they be agreed? He cared more about the Clintons than he did you, America, Amos 3:3. Donald went on to say, I wish Ivanka and Chelsea weren't friends. Trump added that friendship between his daughter and arch rival Hillary's girl is inconvenient. So, let me say it this way. Chelsea takes precedent over the American people according to the world of Donald Duck. How could it be otherwise when Donald's many crimes towards heaven have been made clear? America, I have a question for you. If he can't be faithful to his wife, how do you suppose he's going to be faithful to you? Let me take it a step further than that. If he can't be faithful to God, how is he going to be faithful to his wife? And we all remember that we were told by Donald he has no need to repent. And I want to tell you why. Because no one's ever taken the time, nor has he taken the time to read the Bible. Because if he did, he would understand why he needed to repent. But if he can't be faithful towards God, how is he going to be faithful towards his wife? Furthermore, America, how is he going to be faithful towards you? And he shows more compassion for Hillary Clinton and the affairs of Bill Clinton being exposed to the American people. Wow, that's crazy. Because I think Donald failed to remember to bring up that Hillary Clinton has been, in fact, selling uranium ore to the Russians from underneath the ranchers in Oregon. No, he didn't talk about that. And the modern conservatives are going along with it and saying, well, he didn't want to expose Bill because Hillary's daughter, Chelsea, was in the crowd. This is what you want? Is your option? It shows you that it's the establishment and it's the same thing you've been complaining about. Apparently, Donald failed to bring up Chinagate. That's where Bill Clinton was committing the act of treason with the Chinese by selling American military secrets to the Chinese back in the 90s. What did the media do? They covered it up by saying he's being unfaithful, infidelity. He was cheating on Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, went after the women that were threatening to come forward to expose Bill for his crimes against them. Hillary Clinton made sure that the job was done. How do you define totalitarianism? Chinagate was where the Clinton-Gore campaign in 1996 took bribes from Chinese banks and their government to help their dwindling poll numbers as well as selling secrets to the Chinese military. Apparently, Donald Trump got his eye off the ball because he failed to bring up the fact that there was Travelgate with Hillary Clinton and Whitewater with Hillary Clinton and Vince Foster and his murder and 147 dead bodies around the Clintons. Watch Clinton Chronicles. Donald forgot to bring up Filegate when he had the opportunity. The drug dealing donor scandal. He forgot to bring up the Clintons' Ponzi scheme and political favor scandal. He forgot to bring up Benghazi. Oh, he did bring up the email scandal. Whoa, big, bad, tough Donald. Oh, that will appease the people. Yep. And then what did he do? He turned around and let her smile it off. And by the way, friends, for anybody that watched that, we were told that 80 to 100 million people watched that dog and pony show or that pony and dog show, whatever you want to call it. We were told that that's how many people were watching it. Did she seem like she was worried about anything Donald could say to her? Did she seem a bit worried? I'll tell you what. If you'd have gave me a half an opportunity to get up on that stage, I would have called her out right then and there, and I would have kept talking until the American people understood the severity of these criminal organizations called the mob. What about Benghazi, Donald? What about the email scandal, Donald? This is what you're going to settle for, friends, as being a legitimate candidate? As long as Chelsea's feelings weren't hurt, it's no big deal, right, Donald? And apparently her feelings are more important than the crimes of her daddy and mommy in which they have committed against the innocent. Over and over and over and over again. America, are you tired of the game of politics? She was talking about how she wasn't out there with the people because she was getting prepared. Only to make Donald look stupid and unprepared. And by the way, friends, that was the talking points where they said that Hillary won. Do you think that wasn't by design? I mean, you're putting up a guy that doesn't even know the Constitution of the United States, nor does he care about the price paid for our freedoms. And if he did, he would have called her out for everything she has done to violate their honor. But if you want to go ahead and roll over and play stupid, you go ahead and do that. Because America, there is a whole lot of people out there that are going along to get along. And furthermore, to legitimize Hillary Clinton being up on that stage shows you how far gone America has come. Because if that was anybody else that even did one jot or one tittle in any sense of the word of her crimes against law, you would have been thrown in jail. And by the way, how many people did they try to throw in prison that were innocent? But again, as long as Chelsea's feelings weren't hurt, friends, we're good. All you Donald Trumpites, he cares more about the Clintons and their daughter than he does freedom. And the way that you establish freedom is you enforce the law unto judgment. And yet, interestingly enough, he was talking about law and judgment, but yet he failed to call her out concerning her violations of that law to bring it to judgment. Didn't anybody pay attention to the hypocrisy? I had to sit there the entirety of the time because I do radio. I need to know a little bit about what's going on, right, friends? So I couldn't get on the radio and say, well, I didn't watch it. I just heard. Nope, I got to see it. I got to be a part of it. I got to know it. I got to talk to them before I bring it. I just sit there and tell my kids there's nothing legitimate about what's going on here. These questions are about as empty as they possibly can be. She was scripted. You know it, and I know it. It's a game, and I guarantee you the balance is set for Hillary Clinton to win at all costs. Folks, I want to say this, and I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. You haven't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen nothing yet. You are coming to the second stage of God's judgments upon a disobedient nation who could care less. They care more about Donald Trump than they do the risen Savior, the one who died for the sins of the world. Frederick Douglass was right when he said, "Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them." Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. I've warned you that the modern-day conservatives are yesterday's liberals. America, it's up to you. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon. See ya!
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.